This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. There is the Theater of the Deaf. There also is Theater by the Blind, but a professional acting company called Nala Gat is the only ensemble of actors who are both deaf and blind. This Israeli group has been touring the U.S., stirring some debate among theater critics. Not by Bread Alone, their 11-person play wraps up the U.S. visit here in Boston tomorrow. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has the story.
Mark Yourofsky can't see his accordion or hear his music, but he moves as he plays, in sync with the vibrations. For almost 15 years, Yourofsky and his fellow deafblind actors have been working under the tutelage of Adina Tal.
Doing theater, that is the art of communication with a group of people, that the biggest problem is communication. So it's just the ultimate challenge.
Attracted by that challenge, Tal started deafblind acting classes in 1999. Out of a Tel Aviv community center, she taught the basics, how to make facial expressions, how to feel a drum's vibrations. Tal says only later did they start thinking about the stage.
So it takes us quite a lot of time to walk the stage, to feel the stage. Let's say work with seeing and hearing actors, that would take me 5 minutes, can take me 5 months.
Gone are the acting classes. Now they're an acting company. They're famous in Israel and have taken the show to 4 continents. Not by Bread Alone is their second production. It's a performance of short vignettes about the actor's dreams. One man wants to get married, another wishes he could see birds. One woman wants to get her hair done by a famous stylist. Between the vignettes, a drum beats. It signals a scene change for the actors. During the play, there is lots of pantomiming and plenty of sign language. The actors communicate through what's called touch sign language. They hold the hand of the person who is signing, feeling and reading the movements. Stagehands help throughout the performance. Dressed in black, these people, who have sight and hearing, guide the actors and translate what they're signing into Hebrew. All the while, English captions are projected above the stage. Woven among the vignettes is something that the actors and the audience do share, a sense of smell. The actors knead dough and bake it on stage. And at the end of the performance, the director explains, the audience is invited to taste it.
If you come up on stage and eat the bread, this is an effect of acceptance. You won't eat the bread that somebody baked for you if you're disgusted by this person.
Tal is adamant that this is not about pity or sympathy. She's tired of people asking for tax-deductible tickets and wants the actors to be taken seriously.
They became, yes, a professional theater ensemble.
But theater critics are divided. They find it remarkable that the ensemble exists. But when evaluated as professional theater, some find it's lacking.
I don't think that anyone is pretending that they're highly trained actors. They're not. I don't think that's the point.
Adam Feldman is a theater critic for Time Out New York.
Rather, it's participating in an experiment, in an adventure for the people involved.
Feldman says he wishes they'd picked deeper vignettes.
It's a bit of a missed opportunity, in that this is an entire world of darkness that it's trying to shine a light on. And I feel like the light that they're shining is either too bright, a silly cartoon spotlight, or too dim in terms of what it actually makes legible about their experience.
If it's not good theater, then they failed, Tal says. But they don't want to be like other actors. They just want to be themselves. And in that, she adds, there's a message for everyone.
I don't think this is about deafness or blindness or deaf-blindness anymore. It's about being imperfect. I do hope that people that come to see the show, they say, okay, it's okay to be imperfect. I accept the imperfectness in myself.
Director Adina Tal sees the performance as an invitation to get in touch with ourselves. She says this is captured in the ensemble's name, Nala Gat, or in English, please do touch. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.
The show, called Not by Bread Alone by Nala Gat Theater Ensemble, closes tomorrow at the Paramount Main Stage Theater in Boston. This is WBUR.